epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That was Craig Breslow last night. Keefe, the Red Sox got uncomfortably aggressive. I don't know if that makes you feel any better or not.
It makes me feel worse. Because if that's what they think that was, like, they'll never get anybody. That was awful. Like, it's just been, it's year after year after year at the trade deadline. So not all of this is on Breslow overall, like how I feel about the team at these trade deadlines. But this year specifically, it is. He had a chance to have his first deadline last year, and they weren't as good of a team, and they weren't in the same playoff spot that they're in, and the American League was different. And he added a bunch of bodies, but nobody was of impact. And so I was like, I don't know, like at least listening this year when he was talking about how they needed an impact guy.
Uh-huh.
You're like, all right, so they're going to go for quality over quantity. Wrong.
You sure about that?
Nope. And so they did terribly. Everybody around them got better. They didn't. And they can say about how aggressive they were and how I get people being disappointed. You should be disappointed. As a Red Sox fan, you should be disgusted with how the deadline went.
It was disgusting. Good word for it. I don't know that I can say everything. Our pal from Rhode Island is texting right now, Keith.
People
are
fired up.
He's back.
Okay, good.
He's been gone for a while, but I guess he's back. He's ignored the Red Sox going 17-7 in July. I can't say most of what he's saying on the air, but
sure.
I would agree. Like, Breslow let me down specifically.
Yeah.
I had faith in him. And I think the real shame in it is I know a lot of people today are saying, oh, I knew they weren't going to do anything. I didn't expect them to do anything. I think fans are lying to themselves a little bit. I do think a lot of fans were ready to believe in this team. And a decent trade. You didn't need to get Joe Ryan. I mean, Joe Ryan, people would have been
taken him.
Ready for duck boats.
Yeah.
But Eugenio Suarez, rental. Merrill Kelly, rental. Some of these bullpen arms. You know, even the bats like Josh Naylor and Ryan O'Hearn. I think fans would have been ready to invest and buy in and believe in this team. And you had a real chance to get fans back on board. Fans have been so distrusting for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
They've been so distrusting of this organization and haven't believed and kept the organization at arm's length. And it makes sense. When you do the same thing over and over and over again, you know, you're not going to get fans on board. This was an opportunity to get them on board. And the AL's wide open. And most of the other teams suck. And you're kind of good. And you're in the mix. And we all know what's going to happen. Cora tried to tell us this on Wednesday. They got off the field beating the Twins 2 out of 3, scoring 13 runs. And Cora's like, I'm not even paying attention tomorrow.
Because he knew.
He knew.
Yeah, so get ready for sad sack August.
He started pouting before he got on the plane from Minnesota, Keith.
Yeah.
He's already pouting.
It's my off day.
I mean, the rest of the season might as well be their off days.
He's already pouting. They are about to go in the tank. And it's a shame. It's disgusting.
Yep.
F-minus is what they did yesterday at the trade deadline because we all know what's about to happen. Terp tweeted out the numbers. 9-18 in August in 2020. 12-16 in August in 2021. I guess 2020 actually wasn't Cora. 2022, 12-16. 13-15 in 2023. 13-15 again last year. He was saddled with a yet another cheating scandal.
He had to sit that one out.
Yes.
So he's had one good year. Really, so they win the World Series in 2018, and since then, Cora's had one good year.
I wonder why they had a winning record in 18 and 19 before he got suspended in August.
They were cooking us something.
That's interesting that they had a winning record then.
Yeah. No, it's incredibly frustrating because you can look at just the players that were traded and say they should have been in on a half a dozen of those guys.
Yep.
I still think you could maybe try to push the envelope on a few of the others that weren't, but I guess we'll never truly know if that team would have traded him. We don't know if, you know, Mitch Keller or Joe Ryan or whatever would have gotten traded. I have a feeling maybe they would have. Mitch Keller and the Pirates are way out of it. Joe Ryan just saw every one of his teammates get traded, so I think maybe you could have. But let's just keep it to Merrill Kelly, Eugenio Suarez, all those closers. You should have been in on that. And you clearly felt like you needed to do something. You're claiming you were very aggressive. You did get Steven Matz. You did get Dustin May. Like, those guys aren't the answer. They're not going to give a shot in the arm to the players that are on the roster and to the manager. And I don't want the manager to use this as an excuse, but I kind of get it. I think you're like, you're not given anything. You just got to make do with what you have.
Meanwhile, everybody else is
improving. We're not.
I don't get it. It's a reality. Breslow acknowledged it's a reality today. He's like, oh yeah, I've been on baseball teams. If you do nothing at the trade deadline, there's a chance that the team pouts. If they go into the tank again, I will start putting that on Cora. You can't just quit on the season because your GM didn't do it.
Going in the tank.
If they do it, that's another bad reflection on Cora. But I'm not there yet. Right now, with Breslow, this was a disaster yesterday.
Yeah.
And it turns out, while getting nothing, they kind of still overpaid.
That's wild.
It was like the wildest, most awful trick that he wound up doing yesterday is he traded prospects that actually were compared to other prospects that moved.
And they got the worst players.
ESPN ranked all 97 prospects that moved. They moved number 7. They moved number 17. They moved number 27. And they have nothing to show for it.
And for guys that are under team control, at least. Oh, wrong. They got two rental players.
Even though
today on the Greg Hill Show, he was talking about, there was no starting pitchers that moved that had term. So, it's like, well, you brought in two guys that are rentals anyway.
I would trade every single prospect.
Same.
I would trade every single prospect, but I would at least like a good player to show for it.
Somehow he
traded halfway decently regarded prospects.
For 2 months of Steven Matz. Like, what?
They have nothing to show for it.
And by the way, Steven Matz, for anybody that wants to blame Henry, and trust me, there's plenty of reasons to blame Henry for how this baseball team has been assembled over the last few years as opposed to earlier in his tenure. I get it. But Steven Matz, you're going to pay Steven Matz more money this year than you would have paid Joe Ryan.
Correct.
So if it's just about money and dollars, and I think for John Henry, that's what it is. And if you tell him, hey, we got rid of Devers, all that money's off the books. We just brought in Steven Matz and Dustin May. This is what we owe those guys, whatever. Joe Ryan would have joined the team fine, or Merrill Kelly or some of these other guys. You would have been able to get them on the roster for this year, and then you have decisions to make. But the whole idea of, well, in the offseason, maybe the asking price won't be as bad. Okay, but you're punting on a whole postseason.
You're missing a whole run.
Of course it's
in the
higher now. Right,
exactly.
It should be higher now.
So I don't care that they didn't acquire a pitcher with term. I do care about the rentals, and they should have done more to help the team. And the easiest thing for me to do today, because I've been stumping for Breslow and Bres Pro and saying he's actually a good GM. Well, not at the trade deadline, he's not.
No.
And the easiest thing for me to do would come in today and say, well, John Henry's to blame. I don't think he's to blame for yesterday. I think he's to blame for a lot of stuff, but Cotillo at Mass Live had the report yesterday. They had $10 million until they got to the luxury tax to play around with. I mean, you got to run everything by your boss. I'm not saying Breslow could make a deal. And Henry all of a sudden is like, wait, we made a trade? I had no idea irons were in the fire.
No, that's how it works everywhere.
But I think he had autonomy to add payroll. I believe that. It's hard to prove, but that's what Cotillo's report said yesterday.
Yeah.
They had $10 million to play around with. They barely took on any payroll yesterday.
But John Henry the only cheap owner in baseball?
No.
And how come everybody else made moves? Like, everybody else, like, Toronto, I'll even leave the Yankees to the side if you want. But Toronto, Detroit, Houston, Seattle, Texas, Tampa are all teams that are fighting for playoff spots.
Yep.
And they're all making big moves. I mean, you could say, all right, this isn't a year where CeCe Sabathia and Manny Ramirez got traded at the deadline, right? There have been years where you're like, oh, there's there's a Hall of Famer on the move. That wasn't really the case, but there were still impact guys. Like the Seattle Mariners added two big-time hitters. They added a guy who is fifth in the majors with 36 home runs.
And already helped them beat the Rangers last night, who they're battling for a playoff spot.
And some of these teams that already had closers added more guys who are closers to their bullpen. So, like, they've at least helped their team. Players better than Steven Matz pretty much went to every team you're competing with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we went through it earlier. Every other team in the AL got better than you did. I don't think some improved as much as it's being made out to be, but Toronto got Shane Bieber. Detroit got Kyle Finnegan, a closer, and Charlie Morton. Houston got Correa and Jesus Sanchez. Yankees got Bednar and Doval. Seattle got Suarez and Naylor, who you were just talking about. Texas got Merrill Kelly. Even Tampa. Griffin Jackson, Adrian Hoser. Like, they all got
no, but that's
they
the
all got
thing.
Better than you got.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, okay, Dylan Cease didn't get traded, and Zach Gallen didn't get traded, but Jax, Kelly, Naylor, Suarez, Bednar, hell, even freaking Charlie Morton, who I didn't even really want at the time.
Like, sorry, did I say Charlie Morton?
I don't know if you did, but
I think I did with the Tigers.
But I'm saying, like, all those guys I would take. And, like, you're telling me that you didn't have a better offer for any of them. As aggressive as you were, you couldn't get a single guy?
We were joking about Charlie Morton like that was going to be the trash of all trash moves.
It would have been, that would have been their best
Turns out I would rather have him than what they got. And I didn't even want him. But I'd rather have him than what they got.
Terrible.
So, no, yesterday was a disaster. The fans let Craig Breslow know this morning, by the way, at the Greg Hill Show, live on location in Fall River. Yes.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Shane Bieber was another one where at the time, and you can go back to the show yesterday on the Odyssey app, the podcast, at the time he got traded. And I was like, you know what? He goes to Toronto. Like, I'm not kicking and screaming about Shane Bieber. Let me know what they get.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I don't want Shane Bieber. I didn't really want Shane Bieber.
I liked other arms that move better, but I'd prefer him to Dustin May.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, 100%.
So, right, because I would have been like, oh, Bieber, in addition to somebody, would have been
100%.
Better. But if it's nobody? So this weekend, Boston Sports Gordo tweeted this out. It's going to be Cooper Criswell tonight, nice. Walker Buehler tomorrow,
nice.
Dustin May on Sunday.
Making his debut.
Sounds like the Astros.
Sounds like a sweep.
Sounds like a Houston sweep.
For being honest, that sounds like a sweep. Again, this is the introduction from the crowd in Fall River today to Greg Hill.
Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox. Hi. Good morning. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You don't have the opportunity for a live studio audience to boo a guest on the phone very often, and yet there it was.
That sounded like us when Jaylen Brown was drafted, is what that sounded like. That was Breslow being welcomed in on the phone. Luckily for him, he would have been torn limb from limb, Keith.
Excellent.
If he was there in person. One more, and then we'll get to some phone calls. Lottie waiting patiently.
Okay.
Bradfell highlighted this last night on Nesson, and maybe he did the same thing with Arcan. If you missed him on the Odyssey app last night, you can go listen to Bradfell breaking down what the Red Sox didn't do at the deadline. I thought his description of this was great. I've never heard this excuse before about not being able to get a deal done. I mean, give Breslow credit for creativity.
Fair.
Here's why the Red Sox couldn't do any deals.
Greg, did you ultimately feel the price for front of the rotation starters was too high?
No, I don't think this is about an unwillingness to include guys or anything like that. Teams have to like our players in order for that to happen. And, we went into this deadline feeling like, in order to accomplish what we needed to accomplish, what we hoped to accomplish, we couldn't take some of our young minor league players off the table. We couldn't go into this with untouchables, and we didn't. We were willing to talk about all of our guys in the name of improving the team. It just didn't work out.
Okay, so no one likes their players, Keith.
Nobody likes their players.
That's why they couldn't do any deals. Despite, our team sucks.
All the places that grade out and rank minor league systems, you have a top 10 system according to everybody, except for the GMs that you're dealing with. None of them like your players. And it's not like one team made all the moves. Like,
that's a wild excuse for the guy who puts the roster together.
Nobody likes our players. So the Diamondbacks, the Pirates, the Twins, like all these teams kind of gutted their teams, and all three, four, five of these other teams out there that are making a lot of the moves were like, we don't like anybody in your system.
Yep.
We don't like anybody there. So I guess it doesn't matter if you're aggressive, right? We trade them all, but nobody wanted them.
By the way, I don't think that's right. Kylie McDaniel at ESPN, just one guy, one prospect evaluator, had Tibbs as the seventh best prospect to move.
Yeah,
it was better than the prospect move for Suarez. It was better than the prospect move for Merrill Kelly. And somehow you got Dustin May, and you had to add another prospect to get that done because no one likes your players, I guess.
That one felt like they got a little desperate, and they were just like, we need to get a body. It's sort of like last year, like with some of the guys they brought in. And because that one didn't happen until, later in the day, right? 5 o'clock?
It was like 5:58. Yeah, yeah, it happened right before 6.
And they're like, here comes Dustin.
Because I saw pass and update, and I'm like, they got Joe Ryan.
No, they did not, actually.
Which at least I kept to myself. More on that coming up in the week in review. Meanwhile, let's get some phone calls here. Alex is in Connecticut. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, hi, guys. Yeah, it's a complete disgrace. I'm disgusted. And you know what? Breslow is he's unqualified. I mean, proof in the pudding just with the Mats deal. St. Louis, who coveted Blaze, Jordan, they coveted this man. And instead of getting Helsley, he ends up with Mats instead of negotiating a deal for Helsley. So that shows exactly where he's at. We'll be out of the contention for the wild card by Monday. By the end of the month, it's going to look worse. It's going to spiral out of control.
All right, so I am worried about those things.
I agree with a lot
possible,
of what he said.
Is it possible he got pants by Chaim Bloom?
Well, good point. Chaim Bloom, not known for his trade deadline deals either. But yeah, there's a chance. Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, I'm not.
The way he frames it is like,
I'm not worried about trading Blaze Jordan, but
I don't know how badly they really want to Blaze Jordan, but if
they wanted him, they got him.
Yeah, yeah, and but that like was how a, badly,
well,
I mean. Like,
that was a Bloom draft pick, so
and
I mean,
he overpaid Blaze Jordan for that draft spot.
Yeah.
Like, gave him a bonus for draft.
So touche. But I mean, what did they get for Helsley? Did they get somebody? Sorry to put you on the spot for that.
Let me look at where the prospect ranked on Kylie McDaniel's list for Ryan Helsley.
Helsley's obviously better.
But Bloom didn't trade Helsley to the Red Sox. He traded him to the Mets. And so, right. It was the number 4 prospect that moved.
See, that's
for
what I'm saying. So, like, they knew they could get a little bit more for him. But that's where you change. Like,
Jesus Baez is again on McDaniel's list, and the Red Sox you have at number 17.
But would you have traded Blaze? Now, I know the answer is yes, but I'm just saying. All right, so maybe you don't have a prospect as good, but what if it's Blaze Jordan and Jordan and another 2 prospects, for God's sakes,
Jordan and Tibbs,
somebody else that Chaim Bloom liked in the system that he brought in,
Blaze and Tibbs.
Take Blaze and Tibbs.
I don't need Dustin May, and I could have had Helsley.
I feel better about Helsley.
And by the way, when Helsley got moved, I'm like, whatever. They didn't really need a high-end bullpen arm. That wasn't top of my list. But in retrospect,
yeah,
I wanted a starter. I wanted a bat. They didn't get those, so I would have taken a better reliever.
So he said, do you want a right-handed bat or a number 2 starter? And I was like, why not get greedy and get both? How about this? Neither.
How about nothing close? Yep. Ron is in Framingham. Hello, Ron.
Hey, guys. Yeah, great show.
Thank you.
I don't know if you heard J.P. Ricciardi last night on the Nessun wrap-up.
I was listening to this one. Bradfo had the comment. I was watching that. Yeah, Ron.
Yeah, he was awesome, and he's a local guy, as you know, from Worcester, has experience as a GM. He told some great stories about deals he made with Oakland and Toronto, and he's got a pair of balls, and he said he would have got that number two guy, even if it meant trading Durant.
I mean, look, I thought he ripped the Red Sox pretty good, which I give him credit for on Nesson. Let's not overrate him as a GM now. what was his track record? Where was he a GM? Was it just Toronto? Was he a GM somewhere else?
Yeah. No. I don't know.
It was just Toronto, right?
I thought he was with the Mets. Was that before he went to Toronto?
Oh, maybe.
Anyways.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't overrate him as a GM. He's a local guy. I thought he did a good job ripping the Red Sox last night. But, like, now what? What's the point? Fire Breslow and bring in J.P. Rishardi? Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. If that makes me Brez Pro still, then shame on me. Brian's up in Maine. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
I generally agree with your take that Breslow is a pretty good GM, but during the trade deadline, I mean, he kind of tells you what his fatal flaw is when he says that we're being so aggressive that teams are telling us to back off and you know, we're going too far. If you look at some of our great GMs over the years at the trade deadline, they're really good salesmen. Dave Dombrowski, the Silver Fox, Theo, those guys could sell anything to anybody. Some of the guys that aren't so great, Heim Bloom, and Breslow, they're not confident, they don't speak confidently, and they come off more bratty, they come off more pushy. Why it's probably a little easier for him to create deals in the offseason, where during this time of the year, they don't like our players. Listen, it's your job to sell them our players and tell them why they need them on their team.
So part of what's frustrating with Breslow is the message this morning and last night. It's almost more infuriating than not doing deals.
It's also how he says it, not just what he says. You know, I think there's a little bit of that. And
teams have to like our players.
They don't. Is there something to that? Because I agree with him. Like, he sounds just like Heim Bloom. They're very, very similar. And they're obviously very stat-based, very, like, number crunch-based. What does our computer tell us?
Yeah, Rosenthal said they're one of many teams, but they're a models team. Yeah.
But also, like, when it comes time to being on the phone with another human, and I assume at
what was that call with Heim like?
Oh, my God. It's short-circuited.
Just chatbots working out a deal.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like the takeout prank call where they talk to each other.
Yeah, right. I assume, and I could be wrong, but baseball trades are still done human being to human being.
Well, again,
that'll change.
Not that one, but yeah.
No, but like when it comes down to it, like there are still some human GM, like Dave Dombrowski. Yeah. You talk to him, and it's like he's going to use stats, sure, but he's also going to talk like a human being, and maybe it's easier to get a deal done. Like, I'm guessing some of the best salespeople in the world are good at talking to people, I think.
Yeah.
And that's something that those guys do not have.
It helps. You want to, you know, what do you like? Talking to a person on the phone, which isn't great.
Yeah.
Or like a robocall, not even close. By the way, J.P. Rishardi.
You chose Brown Eyed Girl.
Brown Eyed Girl.
Just tell me the name of the movie you want to see.
J.P. Rishardi never made the playoffs in Toronto. Is that right?
Oh, I don't know. Did he not?
I thought I just Googled
this. Yeah, but
he's
a local
quick.
Guy.
He was the GM from 02 to 09. The Blue Jays never made the playoffs during that stretch.
That's probably close.
They were, however, I just had this up. They were 642 and 651 during his tenure. So let's not go too far with that. I like him ripping the Red Sox on
Nesson. That's good. Yeah, that's real good stuff.
But like, you know,
yeah,
I'd take Breslow over him. 617-779-7937. All your phone calls there on Jones and Keefe. We got the week in review, 12:45. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, let's get to the Red Sox and what their ceiling is now they did nothing at the deadline.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.